Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Buer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And we're looking at Romans chapter 8, verses 15, 16, and 17 today. Thinking about this idea of God being our Father and us being His children. And, you know, we recently went through Romans chapter 8, and this is just one of the many, many beautiful and powerful and profound promises or realities that we see the Apostle Paul talking about in Romans chapter 8. He says this, "For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit, the Holy Spirit Himself, bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with Him in order that we may also be glorified with Him." Just a couple of things to think about there. When it says, right, that we are His heirs, that we are sons of God, led by the Spirit of God, all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. My understanding, that's a literally a legal term, right, that carried with it this idea of being adopted into, come from kind of Roman society, Roman thought, this idea of being adopted into a family, and you now have legal status. You are all the rights and privileges of that, that you are now an heir. You're going to inherit all that there is to inherit. And the Apostle Paul is saying, guys, that's us. That's our relationship with the Lord. We're no longer slaves to sin. We've been adopted into the family of God. And we are now heirs with Christ. We inherit, in a sense, God Himself and all the wonderful privileges, all of the eternal wealth of knowing God and being known by Him, right? That Jesus right now is preparing a room for us, an eternal dwelling for us, that the things that we go through here, the Apostle Paul says, the suffering we have here won't even be compared, won't even be worth comparing to the glory that's to be revealed in us. We have eternity with Christ ahead of us. We are heirs with Him, provided we suffer with Him in order that we may be glorified with Him. That's a stunning thought. We are God's children and inherit the kingdom. And then where it says Abba, right, by whom we cry, Abba, Father, that's the same term that Jesus uses in the Garden of Gethsemane, right, crying out to His Father, Abba, right, the Aramaic word for Father, Abba. It's a term of intimacy, of close relationship. And to think that through Christ, our sins have been forgiven, we are no longer at odds with God, with our Creator, but instead our sins have been washed clean, and we who were once children of wrath have been brought near, are now children of love, children of born again by the Spirit, children, God's children, whom He loves and whom He's brought into His family, and we get to cry out, Abba, Father, that kind of relationship with Him, a deep, close, and intimate relationship with our Heavenly Father. Again, just a stunning thought. And so I want to give sort of two action points. One, I want as we pray, I'm going to pray quickly for us, but then I want to give you some time to think and pray and just to reflect on and ask the Lord, Lord, is there any way in which in my life I'm not thinking this way, not acting this way as if I have this kind of relationship with You? Cuz that's what's true of You. And I want you to just take a moment and say, Lord, you know, correct me. If I'm falling back into, you know, ways of thinking where, you know, I just fear the Lord, and not in like the good fear of the Lord, but just sort of afraid rather than saying, Abba, Father, seeing myself that way. Or maybe like the older brother a little bit, you know, in the story of the prodigal son and the older brother, it's that sense of, you know, hey, I'm slaving away for you. And, you know, God, You owe me, rather than saying, no, God, by grace through faith, has saved me. And I'm His child and He loves me. Just ask the Lord, Lord, are there any ways in which I need to change the way in which I'm thinking? And of course, that'll impact then the way in which we live. And then secondly, I would encourage you to think about someone in your life who doesn't have this relationship with the Lord. Somebody in your life who doesn't know Jesus, who's not yet been reconciled, and doesn't have this relationship with their Heavenly Father. Pray for them today. Those are the two things, right? Look at your own life, reflect in your own life, ask the Lord for correction, gentle, loving correction if you're not thinking this way. And then secondly, pray for somebody else that they would come to know and love the Lord and have this relationship with Him. Let me pray for you first. Father, we thank you. And as folks take a moment now to pray, I pray and I ask, Father, that by your Holy Spirit, you would help us to identify any areas where we're just not embracing this truth, thinking this way or living it out. And God, bring to our mind at least one person that we can be praying for, someone who doesn't yet know you. And that, God, we would have the privilege of lifting them up before you and asking for your activity in their life. God, we love you. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Take some time now to pray over those two things.